4-3, the game in Cleveland. Hometown Indians pitcher Shane Bieber's named most valuable player.
Kind of lost all feeling in my body, but it's it's an incredible feeling now, now that it's kind of sinking in.
He struck out all three batters he faced in the fifth inning. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
We have a heat advisory in effect for today with a high temperature up to about 97 and a heat index in the 105 to 110 range. That's dangerous. Scattered showers and thunderstorms in decent supply again this afternoon and this evening. Our low temperature tonight down to 77. Tomorrow, more scattered storms, high 95. The storms will be in more generous supply as we get towards Thursday, Friday, and Saturday as an approaching front interacts with tropical moisture from that future tropical storm Barry in the northern Gulf. Right now, it's just Invest 92L, but we're watching it. You can stay on top of the action with our weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet today. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
With ASA Credit Union's free Kasasa cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Attorneys for Aaron Smith filed a motion Monday requesting a new immunity hearing. Smith is a Montgomery police officer charged in the 2016 murder of Greg Gunn. Montgomery County District Attorney Daryl Bailey says his office hasn't had a chance to respond yet, but says it is a frivolous motion. Montgomery police have arrested three teens on burglary and theft charges. They say a 16-year-old and two 15-year-olds broke into a store in the 1200 block of Northeastern Boulevard and stole 13 guns. Those weapons have not been recovered. And Montgomery police say 20-year-old Shakira Harris is charged with second-degree rape following an investigation into an inappropriate relationship with a minor. She remains in the Montgomery County Jail on a $30,000 bond. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Morning, sir. Shopping for a new pickup today?
Oh, no. I'm Bill the electrician. Come to repair your pole light.
Oh, right. Where's your boom truck?
Don't need one. I just shimmy up the pole with this super-duper tree-climbing deer skin. Comes with special safety gear.
Well, okay.
Potentially dangerous jobs require specialized equipment and highly trained personnel. That's why you should always call the experts at Crosby Electric.
I'm just gonna lower this old fixture and, whoops!
Whoa!
Sorry.
All technicians at Crosby Electric are thoroughly trained to safely perform all electrical procedures for your business.
Okay, I'm just gonna ease on down now and... Whoa! Oh!
Whoa, Bill, I thought you had special safety gear.
I do. Strapped a pillow to my behind. Safety first, I always say.
Don't take chances. Call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Do you live with a 10? And by 10, I mean a First Alert 10-year sealed battery smoke and carbon monoxide alarm. First Alert's 10-year sealed battery smoke and CO alarms provide trusted, reliable protection that lasts for a decade without the hassle of battery replacements and late-night battery chirps. Remember, alarms don't last forever and need to be replaced. Upgrade your home to a 10. First Alert 10-year sealed battery alarms. To learn more, visit firstalert.com/10-year or a Lowe's store today.
The Home Depot's making it easy to turn your favorite moment into the perfect color for any room with the Project Color app. Upload any image, then discover the colors and paint to match. Now you're a swipe and a click closer to everything you need for your next project. Explore the most popular colors and trending palettes to find your perfect paint. Get a colorful new experience with the Project Color app, then shop our best brands with gallons starting from just $25.97 at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
All right, guys, welcome back into News Review, 7 minutes after 9 o'clock. Look at the day, you'll see things in a different way. Guys,
I would say you have a special guest, but,
well, I do have a guest.
Co-host decided to show back up, you know?
I guess he's done with his 7-day vacation.
In Scenic Enterprise, just where I wanted to go.
Last heard on, that's the home of the Boll Weevil Circle.
It is.
Last heard on Wednesday, noonish.
That's right.
Of last week. It is now Wednesday, nine-ish this week. So you took 3 hours short of an entire week off, Dave.
Yeah, from this.
Yeah, well.
I offered to call in.
Yeah, well,
doesn't really work, does it?
We don't do call-ins.
Nah, it doesn't really work.
Call-ins are boring. I have otherwise been, like, Tommy Tuberville offered to call in one day. I said, Dad, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
I'm not a whore. I don't whore out my show for guests.
Well, I'm not a guest. I was just saying.
Well, and you know what I mean. I don't like call-ins. It sounds terrible.
I know.
Callers are bad enough.
Exactly.
Kidding, callers. If you want to call 272-9228, that's the bathinnovations.com guest hotline, 272-9228. It is the day of the big party, Dave.
Yeah, I know.
Massive party tonight.
Well, why do you think I came back?
I know. Okay. Massive party tonight, Midtown Pizza Kitchen, Montgomery, Zelda Road.
Partying.
Yeah, it's better than Friday. Better than Friday. So we'll be there around 5-ish.
It's going to be huge.
Most people, my guess, be showing up 5:30, 6-ish.
Well, you know, they got to get off work.
Right. Take some time, get over to Zelda Place, find a parking spot, come on in. So that's going to be going on tonight. If you want to join us, you can. It's free. If you buy a cocktail or whatever, you got to pay for that. Or if you order food, you got to pay for that. We're going to provide some appetizers, nothing crazy. So don't mow through our appetizers. You know, if you're hungry, get a meal.
Yeah, don't
get
come
a sandwich.
That's dinner.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to take a few bites of our appetizers, that's fine. But we're putting out appetizers for like 700 people, so that's how many people we expect to be there. So
it's going to be huge.
It's going to be huge.
Out into the parking lot and.
Yeah. We're not really putting out appetizers for 700 people, but we are going to have plenty of fare for people. So show up, enjoy it, meet the host, meet the characters that make up this program. Dave and I will be there. Jack Campbell will be there, by the way. Trisha will be there. She used to come on a regular basis. She doesn't anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Christy will be there, who comes on a regular basis. Clay will be there, who comes on a regular basis. Carolyn will be there, who comes in here on a regular basis. So it's going to be like a whole show effort. We're going to have some fun.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I anticipate tonight, Dave. You know why we opened to this song?
What's that?
Don't Stop Believing. I'll redo it if you want.
I mean, you don't have to redo it.
Well, but you know why we opened to it?
Why?
Because you weren't here. Ross Perot died.
Oh!
One of my favorite politicians of all time.
H. Ross!
Yes, 89 years old. Dead as a wedge. The reason we play the song is this song would be nothing without Ross Perot. You know, the conservatives in that election took 58% of the vote. After Ronald Reagan had taken 57% of the vote 8 years earlier, and George H.W. Bush had taken 55% of the vote 4 years earlier. So conservatism was in firm control in this country.
Yeah, but in a lot of ways, you know, Bush was the...
He wasn't a conservative.
Not necessarily the conservative.
He was a Republican. Let's say this. Republican. But at the time, people didn't know that there was a difference between Republican and conservative.
It's true.
They didn't know George H.W. Bush was selling the country out. There are a lot of people in really good conscience voted for George H.W. Bush and thought that they were doing the right thing for the country. Thought Bill Clinton would destroy it. Well, he did. He tried. But this gets back to the illusion of choice. You did not have a choice in 1992. Well, you did. His name was H. Ross Perot, and a lot of you didn't choose him. 80%+ of you didn't choose him. I think he still has... Is he have the record for the highest third party?
No.
Who does? George Wallace?
Nope.
Who?
Somebody... I mean, I would think this would be on the tip of your tongue.
I don't know.
It's not Tuesday. Teddy! Roosevelt!
Teddy! That's right!
Bull
the
Moose.
Bull Moose Party!
Perot, for all of his... for his
what,
high
get,
percentage...
16%?
I think 19, but he didn't win any states. That was the thing.
The Bull Moose Party got more than 19%.
But he definitely changed the what they were talking about. You know, it wasn't 96 was the giant sucking sound. Yeah. But you know what he did? You know one of the last things that he did before he died?
That sound you hear is a giant sucking sound.
You see? That's just sad.
All the jobs going to Mexico.
Hey, see? Look at the dead here. Look at it. That's not sustainable.
You know, he was great. He actually bought a 30-minute ad all over the country.
Yeah, you know what one of the last things that he did? He knew he was dying of cancer.
Yeah.
He was in, like, you know, one of the best, obviously, had, like, the best care. Double max to Trump.
Yeah, that's
you know?
True.
Because if you think about it, a lot of the message is the same.
80% of the message is
They might have gone about it a different way. You know, he was probably a little bit more conservative, but he's from Texas. You know, what are you going to do?
I was reading a story on, I don't know if it's Politico or Atlantic. It was one of those liberal sites I read. And they said that Ross Perot and Donald Trump shared a lot of the same vision, but Ross Perot was a far better politician. And I thought, huh?
Well, that's interesting.
One of them won the presidency. One did not.
One of the things that I saw said that
one guy's 1-0 in races he's run.
One of the things that I saw said that one of the main takeaways that Trump got from Perot was you can't do it outside the two-party system.
Yeah.
Because remember, he was a member of the Reform Party, I think.
In 2000?
Like yeah. And so, because that looks like an attractive alternative if you're not a member of the party establishment and all that.
Right.
But then Trump realized, well, I can just append the entire establishment.
That's why Bernie's running as a Democrat.
That's right.
He can't run outside the two-party system. He's a communist, but he can't run outside the two-party system. You can't run outside the two-party system. Everything's set up to favor the two-party system. So you can't do it. But yeah, dead as a wedge. And I went back yesterday afternoon while I had a few minutes, and I meant to catalog them and play them today. I watched some old Ross Perot clips because it broke while we were on the air, so I wasn't prepared.
You see?
But I watched some old Ross Perot clips.
Didn't even know he
was sick. It was unbelievable. You know one thing he did recently? Ross Perot was a patriot.
Oh, my God.
My sister's husband was in Battle of Mogadishu. He was a ranger, and they got shot down and all that stuff. And actually, the movie Black Hawk Down, one of the characters is based on him. He was an integral part of that team. And he, Ross Perot, I don't know, 3-4 years ago, invited everybody that was in Mogadishu that day to his mansion, fed them, drank them, you know, and had a big party, and they screened the movie and everything like that.
There's a lot of stories about stuff like that,
without fanfare.
Somebody who their unit or whatever didn't have a homecoming plan or whatever, and one of the, you know, a relative happened to work for Ross Perot, and they told him about it. He's like, we'll take care of this.
It's really a cool story.
Do you know the story of his thing about the Iranian embassy, right?
No.
Do you know that story?
No.
All right, everybody in the audience, go buy Ken Follett's On the Wings of Eagles and read it. And if you want to know, like, this is one of the absolute coolest, we can tell it on the way back. We can tell it when we come back in, because it's going to take a little while.
Go ahead.
Well, I'll give you the Reader's Digest version. But basically, so everybody knows about Carter and the embassy, right?
Right.
Well, EDS, which is Electronic Data Systems, was his company.
Which he sold to
Texas Instruments, right?
Well, he sold it for like $2.5 billion or something, and then started a competing company and sold it.
But essentially what they did was, is they did like database systems. And so the Shah, you know, because they had all the oil money, it's like a lot like Saudi Arabia right now. They had all the oil money, and so they used it to, you know, basically give people money to buy them off to keep the Shah in power. And so, you know, the Khomeini, you know, the Ayatollahs and all their crazy people have their revolution, and they take over the embassy. But they also, I want to say it was 8 or 10 EDS employees, and they demanded like $13 million or whatever. And he's like, whatever, I'll pay it. And then the American banks, because they, you know, suspended all business with Iran, they wouldn't do it. So he's like, okay. And he hired some dude who's an ex-Green Beret. He's like, we're gonna get my people out.
Really?
And they did.
They did?
And straight up. Well, they thought that they were at one prison. They got moved to another one. They had an employee foment like a riot against the prison so they could have a prison break. And their guys went in and like grabbed all the EDS people who have no passports, who have no papers, who have nothing. And they drove to the Turkish border and got them across and then dipped out.
Are you serious?
Yes.
What a cool story. What a cool story.
Because you weren't going to keep his people.
Ross Perot. Yeah, he was a good guy. He would have been a far superior president. I don't think people knew it at the time. I don't think people knew what they were dealing with
right.
With George H.W. Bush.
Not at all.
But I think if you could go back in time now and recast your vote in 88, George H.W. Bush would have never, in 92, George H.W. Bush and Bill Clinton would have never been president.
I think that's probably right.
I think most people looking back now, you didn't know at the time what was happening. Because we were told, I mean, Ronald Reagan was the godfather of NAFTA.
Mm-hmm.
You have all these conservative publications that came out after NAFTA passed talking about how this is going to be the greatest thing ever for the American worker, for the American consumer. We're going to make higher wages and pay lower prices. What's not to love? That myth has been told for over 100 years now by globalists. They've been telling the higher wages, lower prices myth since the First World War. It's never, ever, it's an economic impossibility. But that's what they've been telling. 17 minutes after 9 o'clock. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Bud. How y'all doing today?
Doing well, Bud. How are you?
Doing wonderful. You know, I voted for Ross Perot.
And
he was an amazing man. And one thing that people do not realize, at one point between the three of them, Ross Perot was actually leading in the polls. And he got cold feet and he dropped out of the race for a short period of time.
Yeah, remember there was a thing about he was worried about, like his daughter was getting married and there was something about he thought that the George Bush dirty tricksters were gonna doctor photographs of there was some kind of weird thing that came up that it was so weird that it had to be like there had to be some ring of truth to it.
Right, and so he got out for a short period of time and then got back in, and a lot of people got cold feet toward him, saying, you know, where's his willingness to run to the finish line, and that turned off a lot of folks. But even with that, he still got 19%.
Yeah.
And if he had not dropped out, there's no telling if he truly would have won the presidency.
Well, Bill Clinton's the only person to ever hold the presidency and never receive a majority of the vote.
Yep.
To show you the character of Ross Perot, when he sold EDS, I think he sold it to General Motors, and part of the requirement was he had to sit on the board of GM. And GM at that time was just struggling. And Ross said, look, I don't care if we decide, let's pick something, just one thing. Let it be a turn signal. Let us make the best turn signal in the world on any car and put it on the dadgum car. And it drove the board of directors absolutely insane to where the point where they gave him so much stock, said, leave, get out of here. But that just showed the character and the quality of this man, his burning desire, just to, whatever you do, as an American, be the best that you can be. And the country is a whole lot worse off because of people not saying we need a change.
But, we appreciate it.
You know, he's a good man.
Yeah, good call. Good call. What foresight and wisdom? Nobody knew George H.W. Bush was the globalist he was. Nobody knew at the time what was happening. I think people cast votes for both candidates in good conscience. They didn't realize that they were too globalist corporatist whores. Now, that's not me commenting on their sex life, dumbasses. That's me commenting on the fact that they whore themselves out for globalists and corporatists. I have been amazed at the stupidity of some people. We'll be back.
You'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Could you use $1 million? Then come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Wetumpka. It's our biggest giveaway ever. You can start qualifying now. And you'll have lots of ways to gain entries into the grand prize drawing on Sunday, July 28th, including daily point earning, weekly free play drawings, and a last chance qualifier. You can even earn entries by playing online at windcreekcasino.com. So come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Wetumpka and find your winning moment.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
Four out of five employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar, and I just want to tell you, if you're in business or got an event coming up and want to do some advertising, wisely spent dollars are spent down here at Blue Water Broadcasting. All the guys are nice, easy to work with, and I see results, I guarantee you.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
Everybody's talking about your bad paint job at your house. Got to call Riley Manning.
Only the echoes.
Only the best paints on your walls. Call him, 799-1284. 799-1284. You can check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com. 799-1284, RileyManningPainting.com. The guy's the best. He's got that Riley Manning guarantee. You pay only after the job's complete. Only after you were satisfied, and you're going to get the best service available. The guy's been in the business 50-plus years in the River Region. You don't do that without being the best. He's the guy all the other little painting contractors want to be when they grow up. He's Riley Manning. He's phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. So get him on the horn, 799-1284. Check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com, and you'll find out where he's got that A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Only hires trained professional painters, not day laborers like the other guys. So get in touch with him. 799-1284. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to go on the air. 272-9228, the BathInnovations.com guest hotline. Keith?
Good morning.
Morning, Keith.
Ross Perot. I'm just like our God Emperor today, he's a very caring man, or was. There's a little fact that Ross Perot, I don't think, ever got out. He's, remember Jessica McClure, the one that fell down the water well in Midland, Texas?
Was it Jessica McClure? Was that her name?
She was my neighbor.
She was?
Two doors down. Yes.
Baby Jessica, they called her. I never knew her last name. She was Baby McClure. I remember Time Magazine had a hole, had a circle on the front of the magazine cover and says, this is the size of the well Baby Jessica fell in. You know what, though? I'm glad she's your neighbor, and what I'm about to say is not meant to disparage her in any stretch of the imagination. But she's lucky she was a cute white girl. Because if she was Hispanic or black, they'd have left her at the bottom of that damn hole.
Yeah.
And you and I both know that's true.
Ross Perot's the one that forked out the money to get her out of that well. Out of his pocket.
Yeah.
But little fact.
Great story. I didn't know that. What part of Texas was that?
Midland, Texas.
Midland, Texas.
On Travis Street.
Don't mess with Texas. You were that's a neighbor right, over there? Was it just total chaos?
Yeah, because they had the gas company and everything out there. They had the roads blocked for, in there, 50-something hours before they got her out.
Yeah. I remember her coming out, and they had her on a little stretcher when they pulled her out.
They had a company. Ross Perot had paid for this company to come out from another country, I believe out of Africa. That was back when they first started using water cannons as a technology, first coming up. And they brought their cannons out there trying to blast
what
the rock.
Year was
they
that?
Couldn't get through the rock.
What year was that?
Oh, geez. 87, maybe?
Okay, that was 32 years ago. Let's say 32 years ago.
Right.
It was as long from now, looking back to Baby Jessica stuck in the well, as it was from Baby Jessica stuck in the well to the mid-1950s.
Yeah.
That's how much technology's changed since then. Because you think, why were they just using water jets to cut through rock? Because it was 32 years ago, and that's the same as back to the 1950s from the mid-80s.
Right.
I mean, the world was black and white back then, Keith. You remember.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Now, remember, now that I'm off all that dope about listening to brain salad surgery.
Do what?
Something about brain salad surgery.
Now that I'm off all that dope about listening to Emerson, Lake, and Palmer's brain salad surgery.
I got you. You're off the dope. All right, Keith, stay off the dope.
It's good for you.
Y'all have a great day.
Yeah. You don't want to be on dope. Now, do I sound like a big pharma whore if I say you don't want to be on dope?
Doesn't matter.
But the, I mean, to dope is whack. Dope is not marijuana, though. I, you know, I think isn't the colloquial for dope heroin? Am I not mistaken about that? You know, there's a freaking hurricane coming.
Yeah.
Have you seen this? I don't know that it's going to hit us. It may go, like, do an end around us and then crush New Orleans. And I don't know whether it'll ever get to a hurricane, but there's a homebrew system twirling around in the Gulf of Mexico. So watch out if you got plans on the Gulf this weekend. Everything from Tampa to New Orleans is kind of on a flash flooding, rough surf, alter your plans basis down there. So I hope... I don't want to be one of those people when a hurricane's coming right at you to pray it to somebody else and let them take the misery. But I just hope it sort of doesn't turn into anything major. Though we could use the rain up here. I don't know. And it could cause oil and gas disruptions because Louisiana is really the only state that allows them to go nuts out there in the Gulf on their land.
It rained every day that we played baseball this week in Enterprise.
Just in the afternoons, though?
Yeah. Well, actually, yesterday it rained in the morning.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, afternoon rain doesn't count.
No, that's I know. That's heat rain.
That's just
tropical. Build up in the atmosphere. Yeah,
tropical heat and moisture. And it just needs to go somewhere. I'm not talking about that kind of rain. I'm talking about like that all-day gray skies, dreary, nobody goes to visit our advertisers. Mm-hmm. You know, I've heard from a lot of advertisers our last few days.
Yeah?
A bunch of them, like 10 of them or more. They love this program.
Well,
they love this program. Every one of them has said, "I've got a renewed commitment to this program." After the last few days,
good
to a single advertiser, they've all said that I've got a renewed commitment to this program. We love what you're doing. Something you know, a lot of advertisers don't even really realize because they buy advertising and then their sort of business manager takes care of it for after that, and they sort of forget 2, 3, 4 years later they're still advertising. They just feel the effect of it.
Mm-hmm.
But when they're reminded, oh, by the way, you're advertising, they have a renewed commitment to this program. It's really, really a fascinating thing. I have some Mike Flynn updates today. We'll get down to that. I got a ton of Jeff Epstein updates. We'll get down to that. But first... Did you know an appeals court told Donald Trump he cannot block people on his personal private Twitter account?
Yeah.
Did you see that? The Second Circuit Court of Appeals, which is notable. You know why it's notable in the Donald Trump case? You know who sits on the Second Circuit Court of Appeals? His sister.
Oh, wow.
His sister.
Really?
Yes.
That's nuts.
Yes. I'm assuming she wasn't on this case. The court determined the president's Twitter account is an official rather than a personal account. Making it, how? There is an official POTUS account, a White House account. And when you follow it, it gives you a warning. Everything you say on here will be archived forever. Mm-hmm. You get no such warning when you follow the Donald on his personal account. But it says it's an official rather than a personal account. Well, here's... And making use of his Twitter's blocking feature is akin to a government official action excluding people he or she doesn't agree with from a public forum. Ah, so we have a court now saying Twitter's a public forum, huh?
Mm-hmm.
The implication. Trump's attorneys argued his Twitter account is personal. The court wasn't convinced, writing an opinion that the account's landing page bears all the trappings of an official state-run account. Ruling references several instances in which members of the administration described Trump's use of the account as official, including a June 2017 statement by White House press secretary. I forgot Sean Spicer worked there. Mm-hmm. What a loser. Sean Spicer saying the president's Twitter messages should be considered as official statements by the president of the United States. Well, yeah. I mean, it's obviously what they're saying is he's the one that writes it.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have a staff writing it or any of that kind of stuff. This is the dumbest thing I've ever read. This is the dumbest news I've read in weeks, I'll say that. That Twitter, a private account on Twitter. Well, let me ask you this. Is Nancy Pelosi's private account official?
I don't know.
Is every government official, if Todd Strange has a private account, is it official? I mean, he's in government. Or is it just the president? Is it different because it's Trump?
Probably.
That seems to be the difference. That seems to be the new standard. Yeah, this wouldn't apply to anybody else. But because it's Trump, it's okay. We can do really nasty, gross stuff because it's Trump. I don't know if you've seen Trump. His hair. I don't know if you've seen the way he talks to women. He says he's going to grab him by the... Trump. We can do things we can't do to other people because it's Trump. All rules are set aside when it's Trump. I think that's what it is. I think it's Trump. They would never say Bill Clinton or Barack Obama's personal account. They'd be like, no, you dummy. He's got a personal account, but he's got an official account, too. It says White House, you big dummy head. The best Beatle, Dave.
The greatest Beatle. Ringo, the only Beatle.
Well, one of only two, really.
only one that matters.
33 minutes after 9 o'clock.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. 4 Healthy Pets is where you'll find all your favorite companies like Fromm, Nature's Logic, Victor, Nulo, Earthborn Venture, Nutrisource, Waruva, Farmina, Open Farm, First Mate, K9 Naturals, and more. 4 Healthy Pets even has freeze-dried and frozen brands like Answers, Primal, Northwest Naturals, Nature's Logic, and more. Come get your favorite brands at 4 Healthy Pets or check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com. This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Lots of interesting things in the weather to keep track of over the next few days. Today is pretty standard, with a high temperature in the middle 90s and triple-digit heat indices again. There'll be some scattered hit-or-miss storms around this afternoon and this evening especially. Tonight, slow down to about 76. But the rain chances do get better tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday. A front will be approaching from the north, and then we have a tropical system in the northern Gulf of Mexico, which will likely become a depression, and then probably Tropical Storm Barry, and maybe pass a little south of Alabama. We'll be tracking that carefully. High temperatures will be in the low 90s, and you can definitely stay on top of all the details by getting our weather app on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
seems I remember the good times with just a little bit more in focus.
All right, guys, welcome back. 37 minutes after 9 o'clock. I am on fire, Dave.
En fuego.
I am ready to destroy people. And I can't wait to get started. Taking too long, in my opinion. I am going to win. I do not lose.
Ever. Like the Jay-Z song.
I don't lose. I don't lose. You lose. You come at me, you lose. You lose everything. I don't lose. You threaten me, I sue you, or I destroy you. That's it. There is no third option. 38 minutes after 9 o'clock. It is a wonderful day to be an Alabamian because there are going to be some real fireworks across the state in the near future. Some once proud organizations are going to be brought completely to their knees and bankrupted. Some once great conservative activists around here will be brought completely to their knees and bankrupted and destroyed and humiliated. Because that's what I do. I don't around. You step into the ring with me, I will destroy you. Period. I just want people to be aware of that. Don't come after me lightly. Have your facts in check. Have your gun under your arm. You bring ammo. All right, 39
don't,
minutes
don't
after.
Don't bring a knife to a gunfight.
That's correct. Who's this?
Morning.
Randall.
Yes, sir. You remember that Trump playing seven-dimensional chess? Do you think he don't care about no little people? Say, with all the bullcrap he puts up with, I think you said it just right when they said it named it a public domain in a courtroom. Now he got maybe something when they get ready to start getting rid of conservatives, reckon they got something to stand on. Or just, I mean,
I don't know what you're saying. What are we asking here?
What are you saying? He's worried about somebody following him on Twitter. That man did not study nobody following him on Twitter. He don't care.
I think he did block a few people early on, and then there was a lawsuit, so he quit blocking people, I think is what happened.
Oh, so it ain't nothing for future use that he can use when they start trying to make
No, but I mean, honestly, I would now use this and say the court has declared Twitter a public forum.
Yes.
You know, I mean, so you can't go willing. If Trump can't block people because it's a public forum, why can Twitter block people?
What?
There goes Randall. Why is Gavin McInnes and Paul Joseph Watson and Alex Jones and all these people blocked?
Mm-hmm.
If that's the standard, if it's now a public forum, why are these people all blocked? I don't understand that. 39 minutes after, 14 minutes now after 9 o'clock. Auburn House Wash, incidentally. Auburn House Wash is a fantastic company. I know this because I got a message yesterday before 6 a.m. that Auburn House Wash was working up a deal with one of our listeners. I mean, that's incredible. That you talk about attentiveness. Auburn House Wash is absolutely just stellar. When you get Auburn House Wash, your house is going to look amazing. It's going to look brand new. It's going to look better than brand new. It's going to look better than brand new. It is an experience. It's like the heavens open up and a light shines down. You hear this, oh, that's what happens with Auburn House Wash. 826-WASH, 826-WASH. Check them out online, auburnhousewash.com. Find them on Facebook. You're going to love Auburn House Wash. You're going to love Spencer Mann. You're going to love his prompt, professional, uniformed, licensed, insured employees, too. I promise you. Auburn House Wash, 41 minutes after 9 o'clock. Speaking of Trump. He said yesterday he and Jeffrey Epstein had a, quote, falling out many years ago and had not spoken since. He spoke about the relationship with the financier. I'm going to go out on a limb and just tell people. Jeffrey Epstein is not a financier. He's not an investment banker.
Oh, he's not?
He's not a hedge fund manager.
Oh, he's not?
He's a dealer in underage women and a blackmailer. That's what he is. Go find his client. Who are his clients right now coming forward? Name for me his clients.
Well, there's that one dead guy.
Yeah.
Exactly. Wexner.
Incident client?
Incident. The guy that's the... Or is he dead? The Victoria's Secret guy?
Is he dead?
He might not be dead. You know, he's the number one booster of Ohio State football.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Epstein?
No, the Wexner.
Yeah.
Apparently half of Columbus, Ohio is named after the guy.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
All because he made Victoria's Secret?
I guess. Well, I mean,
Limited brands?
Limited, yeah.
That was limited in structure. And
yeah.
He had a cool bottle. I read about it in a strategic management class in college. The low those many years ago. I read about it. He wanted you to walk in a shopping mall. Again, the illusion of choice. And walk into several different shops feeling like you were doing business with different people.
But you were always doing business with him.
Yeah. He owned like a quarter of the mall.
Yeah.
And you would walk in, you go into the Limited. You'd walk out, I went to the Limited. Now let's see what Structure has. And you go into Structure and you come out and say, now let's head over to Victoria's Secret. And you walk in and it's the same store, the same company. Yeah, he owned a bunch of those little brands.
Yeah. Pretty smart.
I remember what it was. But find for me his list of clients that earn him $1 billion in commissions. You know how much money that is?
Yeah.
That's $1,000 million.
I saw a thing where, you know, when he started... he said, I'm only going to take billionaires for clients.
Yeah.
There were 13 billionaires at the time.
In the country?
In the country.
Yeah, exactly. And he, what, probably had...
I mean, he had that Wexner guy.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
He was a dealer in underaged women.
And compromise.
And, yeah, exactly. And compromise. That's what he was. I read a great thread. You weren't here yesterday. On how he probably got started. I'll see if I can find it again.
Yeah, I've seen a bunch about Bear Stearns and like the...
No. This is even better.
Even better?
This is...
Nice. The real truth?
The real truth.
That's what I like. That's what I want to see.
I don't know if I can find it again, though.
Well, maybe, you know.
It'll take me a second. I'll find it. I know it's in my email from yesterday. Let's see here. Oh, my gosh. There's a great Jeffrey Epstein moment, too. So Trump says he had a falling out with the guy 15 years ago. We know what the falling out was. Trump found out he was a pedo.
A creep.
Where's the story? There's one more update on this. Here it is. When you're a lawyer and you're in court, try not to admit your client rapes people.
That'd probably be a good idea.
Generally speaking. Here's the headline from Law and Crime. In cringeworthy senior moment, Epstein attorney makes major mistake during hearing. Monday morning at Epstein's arraignment here. I don't know why more people aren't talking about this. Because they're scared to death of this story.
Right. Nobody wants to touch it.
The indictment unsealed Monday said that Epstein, 66 years old, sexually exploited and abused dozens of minor girls at his homes in Manhattan and Palm Beach, among other locations, and created a vast network of underage girls. So, appearing before the magistrate judge Henry Pittman, prosecutors argued that Epstein was an extraordinary flight risk. His lawyer, Reed Weingarten, responded by asserting the government is acting in bad faith by reneging on a signed non-prosecution agreement and exaggerating Epstein's behavior. Here's what he said. Weingarten said he was already addressed by Florida authorities in a 3-year sophisticated investigation. He reasoned that Epstein did not coerce or force any of the girls to do things against their will, so he should not be charged with under sex trafficking statutes, which he claimed were enacted to protect girls from being forcibly raped by 15 to 20 guys at a time in a brothel under threat of violence. Weingarten said that according to the facts, this is the key here, Epstein didn't actually rape anyone, but conceded that Epstein did engage in, quote, maybe a lot of prostitution. The judge then stopped him and said, wait a minute. But the girls are underage. Isn't it rape if girls are underage? And he Weingarten... Listen to the way this reads. Weingarten paused for over a second. Then in a matter-of-fact tone said, well, statutory maybe. And then moved on.
Yeesh.
The packed gallery responded with a combination of audible laughter and shocked gasps as Epstein's attorney appeared to be admitting his client had committed rape. Unbelievable. Guys, this goes to show you, even if you're a billionaire, sometimes your lawyers aren't the best.
That's right.
Aren't the best. Before the end, Weingarten addressed the gaffe with the judge, saying his reference to statutory rape was a senior moment and that Epstein had not committed any rape.
Eesh.
Guys,
if it pleases the court,
Remember that point? Remember that time a second ago where I admitted my client raped women? Yeah, I'm
gonna. Can we have that stricken?
I'd like to strike that. I had a witness one time try to strike something. I was examining her, and she said, "I'd like to strike that and start over." I said, "No, ma'am, you don't get to strike stuff."
It doesn't work like that.
And every now and then, the witness will ask you questions. Be like, "Yeah, but I'm in the unique position of actually being the one to get to ask questions." So. You're in the unique position as the only one here who has to answer questions. Bathinnovations.com, generous sponsors of our guest hotline, 272-9228. If you want to get in on the radio show, 272-9228, go ahead and put that phone number in your phone. It's good 15 hours a day during all the live talk radio moments that appear here on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. If you want quality bath innovation services, if you want to deal with a general contractor who knows baths and bathrooms alone, go to Bath Innovations headquarters on the East Boulevard, right across the East Boulevard from Home Depot. Go across the street from Home Depot, across the boulevard. That's Bath Innovations. BathInnovations.com is their virtual home. You can show up there as well. And you can call them, 271-2723. 271-2723. They can do anything. They're general contractors, and they do it better than anybody else because they take care to get all the way down to the studs, make sure there's no water damage before they start rebuilding your bathroom from the inside. And they're fast. Woo! They get in and out. They don't dilly-dally. They don't tear your house up for weeks at a time. They show up with their hard hat on, ready to work, and they stay till the job is done. Good people over at Bath Innovations. Get by them and get a chance. BathInnovations.com, 271-2723, or find them at their house, their home, for Bath Innovations on the East Boulevard. More Dave Mowry, more Baron Coleman, more of your calls at 272-9228 on the other side.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Caravina Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravinavillage.com.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power with some fun news about Honda lawnmowers. Right now, when you purchase a Honda mower from CTE, you can get over $100 off MSRP, and we'll extend your Honda's warranty for 1 year. Did you know that CTE is Central Alabama's only independent Honda power equipment dealer? Well, what does that mean? It means, yes, we offer the full line of Honda power equipment, mowers, generators, water pumps, tillers, etc. Yes, we stock Honda parts, and yes, we service Honda products. And speaking of service, when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase, and for as long as you own your mower, you get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower when yours is in our service department. With service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Caravita Village is leading the way in senior living and invites you to see for yourself how you can cruise into retirement. Happy birthday to you. Enjoy your birthday month rent-free for the first year. Learn more and schedule a tour at caravitavillage.com today.
Do you live with a 10? And by 10, I mean a First Alert 10-year sealed battery smoke and carbon monoxide alarm. First Alert's 10-year sealed battery smoke and CO alarms provide trusted, reliable protection that lasts for a decade without the hassle of battery replacements and late-night battery chirps. Remember, alarms don't last forever and need to be replaced. Upgrade your home to a 10. First Alert 10-year sealed battery alarms. To learn more, visit firstalert.com/10-year or a Lowe's store today.
The Home Depot is making it easy to turn your favorite moment into the perfect color for any room with the Project Color app. Upload any image, then discover the colors and paint to match. Now you're a swipe and a click closer to everything you need for your next project. Explore the most popular colors and trending palettes to find your perfect paint. Get a colorful new experience with the Project Color app, then shop our best brands with gallons starting from just $25.97 at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Again, Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you. Tired of paying too much for your employee health insurance benefits? Call my man Greg Wren over at Cornerstone Managing General Agency, 356-1502. 356-1502. He is, without a doubt, the best at the getting you the best deals, saving you the most money. The guy's been doing it forever. 40, 50 years, I think, he's been in this business. 40 plus, I know. You notice something about our advertisers? Experienced.
Yep.
Top of their field. We're selective. We're choosy.
That's right.
We don't take just anybody. And that's why when I've had the opportunity to talk to them, so many of them the last few weeks, they know how lucky they are to be advertising on here. They don't want to go anywhere. Anyway, Cornerstone Managing General Agency. On the web, cornerstonemga.com. But Baron, I don't really know what they do. I don't want to call them without any information. I feel stupid. Go to the website. It explains everything. 356-1502 is their phone number. CornerstoneMGA.com. Basically, they help you put together employee benefits packages for their for your employees. That's what it is. So call them. 356-1502. 356-1502. CornerstoneMGA.com. And they'll save you some money, probably. In all likelihood. I said this about this story the other day, and I just saw this on a guy named Michael Snyder wrote an article that said essentially the same headline I said. Epstein case has the potential to be the biggest scandal in American history.
Yeah.
It's about to open up a can of worms if this guy lives.
Right.
Now, supposedly, the leaks out of South Florida are that he's offered to give everyone up in exchange for 5 years.
Jeez.
And he knows he's going to have to change his name, get plastic surgery, and move out of the country because he will be hunted down and killed.
For real.
Everybody's known about this for a long time. You know how powerful and connected his client base is? Everyone has known about it for 15 years that he creeps on underage girls, mm-hmm. and nothing's happened. That's how powerful the people engaged in this are.
What, he did like a year and
They did a year and 3 months in county jail.
But like,
but it wasn't even that.
Right.
He only had to sleep there.
Right.
He got out at 8 a.m. every morning, didn't have to be back till 8 p.m. that night.
Yep.
He just had to sleep there. All day long, he was at his office. Hell, he could have been diddling underage girls at the time while he was supposedly in jail. And Coulter had an interesting take last night. That he is a state sponsor backing him.
Hmm.
You know who that state sponsor could be?
Who yet?
You know who I've heard speculated? Who would have an interest in controlling billionaires? Who needs a black ops budget of billionaires? Businessmen from Zaire, mm-hmm. Dave. Businessmen in Zaire.
Well,
they need black ops budgets.
Right.
Sorry.
Billionaire Jeffrey Epstein's horrific crime has been well known for a very long time. In fact, there were some people that really, really didn't like it when people started writing about Bill Clinton's connections to Jeffrey Epstein and the Lolita Express during the 2016 presidential election. Flight records show Bill Clinton took 26 trips aboard Epstein's famous plane. Clinton, just last week, spent a lot of time and money saying, no, or this week, rather, I didn't spend 26, four trips.
Well, technically, you could go around the world and, you know, take four trips, but you take 26 flights.
That could be. Stop here, stop there.
Technically.
A lot of women be raped around the world, Dave.
Well, I mean, you know.
Can't rape them all in one spot.
That's right.
You can only rape the women that are in a given location. To rape more, you got to go somewhere else.
True.
You can only rape women in South Florida if you're in South Florida. To rape women on an island off Puerto Rico, you got to get to the island off Puerto Rico.
Right.
To rape women in Hawaii, you got to go to Hawaii. Women and young girls, not just women.
Right.
Not even women, just young girls.
That's right.
I love this state sponsor theory.
Very interesting.
It's the only thing that makes the most sense.
Yeah, there's something wrong here.
Yeah, something terribly awry.
Something super fishy.
When a guy with basically no business and no background in this business.
Right.
He wasn't a big investment banker when he got into it.
No, he had like worked at some high school.
Trading desk. Well, he was a high school math teacher and then he worked at a trading desk.
Right.
That's not.
Right.
That's not.
It's a lot different.
Totally different. But, you know, if you had some certain agency, a state sponsor perhaps, backing you, they could put you in the room with the right people. They could wire the house the correct way. They could put cameras in the right rooms and compromise the right people. And now they have an unlimited budget. Because they essentially have, you can't buy silence, you can only rent it.
Right, that's true.
If you want to keep Jeff Epstein quiet about your predilection towards 14-year-old girls, you have to pay him for the rest of his life. And you have to pay anyone else who knows for the rest of their lives. Or if there's an agency that has records of it, for the rest of your life.
Yeah, you don't get out of blackmail once. You know, once they blackmail you once, they got you.
They're on. You're on the hook.
Yep.
You're on the hook. It's why you never can give in. It's why you never can give in. I don't know, man. I don't want to play that one. Too slow.
Yeah.
I need some pep.
Yeah. Yeah, this story is just, I mean, and I think it only gets bigger from here, right?
Oh, yeah, this story's massive.
I mean, it's just going to be, there'll be a lot of weird stuff come out about it.
Yeah. Well, or.
Yeah, or.
Or he gets killed.
It just goes away.
Right. There's only one way it goes away. He gets killed in custody.
Mm-hmm.
Beaten to death by a fellow inmate.
Well, he fell.
He fell, Dave. He tripped over a hose.
Well, you know.
In the loo. Lot of very famous people are very,
very, very nervous.
Very, very.
A lot of rich and powerful people.
There are a lot of DVDs, I would guess, of rich and famous people having their way with 14-year-old girls that they don't want to get out. Let's see here. It's 10 o'clock. Dave Mallory, Baron Coleman, back after this. I'll just stay here locked behind the door. Just no time to stop and get away. Cause I work so hard to make it every day.